Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. My name's Kim McDonald. I want to know how I get my M-Phone bill sent to me. If I leave my number, because I've only been with you a month or two, I'm not sure, because I told off with Superloop this month. So could you, if I leave my number, because I'm looking after disabled one-year-olds, could you get them to phone me, please, so I know who to pay, so I can just do it over the phone quickly and then get the website?
Like you want to make the payment right now?
Yeah, but yes, but I want to know how much the bill is. What I need to know is, when was I connected out of my MBN to M phone? And I was
You are connected with us since the month of August.
Okay, August. And the bill went from, the bill changed every month. Can you tell me from each month how much it went up?
It's not changed. Actually, what is happening, you are not paying your bill on time, Kim. That's the reason. There is a late payment fee of $15. So right now there is two bills pending on your account, and the amount is $190.88.
So how much am I paying a month without the late fees? Without the late fees, how much am I paying? Because there is no app for this or no website.
Okay, I'll tell you how much is your bill.
This is the problem. This is why I let it go to this point, because I either pay it out and go back to MBN so I know where I am every month. They didn't tell me how much data that I could use, nothing. Superloop's tried to jump your backs, which I spoke to Lady at M-Phone about. I can't get their OVID number, and they've piggybacked off you guys. So they're looking into that, but I realised no money's come out from you guys,
yes,
so
bill,
I need to pay yous, and yous need to sort out this Superloop who is apparently wanting a bill off you, off me.
Every month your total bill is $64.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'll pay that. Now, can you SMS me the details, and can you also put a note down to the case manager, because I've got Duane ringing me from Foxtel at 1 o'clock, to the case manager. They need to look into this Superloop who apparently have it piggybacked on your line. And I'm not going to pay him.
No, you don't pay to anyone. You will only pay to us.
Okay, Ben, just SMS me through the details, and then can you put the date of each month the bill is due?
As of now, let me tell you, Kim, if you
okay,
pay
$190,
if you pay $190.88, after which you don't have to pay any more bills, it will come to you of round about $64. But this bill you need to pay. Do you have a card? If you want, you can pay now over the call.
Yeah, okay. Let me just grab this. I have to transfer to my other card because...
You can do that, because if you pay this, if you clear this, then every month you will get a bill of $64, and then you can pay monthly as you... You can call us and you can make the payment every month.
Okay, but what date is that? Will that be...
Every month you pay on the third of every month, you can call us and pay.
Okay, the third, because I pay my Foxtel on the first, which means then I can pay together. Okay, so I can tell Duane that. You just need to find out who this, and that is data, doesn't matter how much data I use, does it?
Yes.
Like my phone. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just put you on hold and transfer the money across, okay, first.
Sure.
So hang
so
on a moment.
You need to transfer 120, $190.98. 88 cents is your total bill. You
so
better
60
transfer
195. So 60 and 60 for 2 months is 120, and 15 and 15 is 135, 145.
So in the past, you paid less. So that's the reason this is been the amount.
Yeah, I know, but 195 doesn't add up to 2 months and $215.
Okay, wait, give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Give me a moment.
Yeah, no worries. Otherwise, I'll be paying this out and get the IVG number and I'll go back to NBN. But you need to look at this super loop because of jumping on, piggybacking off your line, which I told, I can't think of a name, I'm sorry. She told me last week because we've been trying to work out how she could do it, because if they can do it to you, then any company can do it to anyone except NBN. And this is all coming out of Victoria. Well, Victoria is coming into New South Wales, but it's all through the NBN line. So I don't know, but it's something maybe a company want to check.
Give me a moment, I'm checking.
No worries.
Okay, Kim, you pay $150, okay?
Okay, Ben, now you hang on. What I'm going to do, so that what I'll do is, and every month it will be how much?
Around about $64 to $65.
Okay. So I'm just hang on while I transfer this across to my account and I can give it to you.
Yeah, sure.
I'm doing it over the phone. Can you SMS this so it's done over the internet and I'm not reading out my card to you? Or is that the only way you can pay these M phone bills?
You can pay by BPay if you want, or EFT.
Over my phone. All right. Under what? A pay M phone. What do I need to what information do I need from you to clarify that?
I didn't get you. What do you mean to say?
Okay. I have another company, Superloop, who thinks that they're running my show. Now, I know the providers running it, and I know you were on it first. So what I need is, do you have a website?
Yeah, we do have a website.
Yeah, I know you do because I've seen the advertisement. So does this Superloop. I just want to know how they have managed to jump across. Anyway, I'll just read you this. I see some concerns. So this pays me up until when?
This is $150 till November this month.
Till November, so then I still have to pay December. Is that right? Yep.
Yes, correct.
Okay, then. Okay, I'll just read it. Okay, I've got a transfer. Just bear with me while I just transfer
No,
on my
I'm
phone.
sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. This will be till December. This will be
Okay.
till December. Okay?
Okay, December what date?
December till end. The next bill you will be
Okay.
getting in Jan.
Okay, then what I'll do is I am going to just stay online. I'm just transferring the money across to my other account. When I'm sorry, it's just because I'm taking care of my father's money as well. Okay, so here we go. Last time I did it over the phone, and I don't like reading my account, my CVV number. It's actually been told
Don't
not
worry,
to.
this is a secured line, Kim,
Yeah, I've
because
done it before, but really, you know, it's not supposed to do this, this way, but I know because I've already done it before. Which is, I've got a pay ID up here, but I don't know your details, so I'm just going to read it to you. Okay, so it's 150 exactly or 150
no.
what?
Well, you transfer 155 because there will be
Okay,
a surcharge, right?
155, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, continue. Okay. Okay, here we go. All done. Okay, now I am going to give it to you. Okay,
just give me a moment.
My details. I just got to go into. Okay, my card number is.
Wait.
Oh.
Give me a moment. Give me a moment. Yeah, you can give me the card number now.
Okay, it is Kim McDonald at St. George, 4239-5300-9430-6587.
And the expiry date? 08/29. And the number at the back of the card?
026. Okay.
Okay, Kim, I'm giving you the receipt number for this payment, okay? Just give me a moment.
Okay, just SMS it to my phone, on my email, which is kimmcdonald113@gmail.com.
Okay, just give me 1 minute.
Yep.
See. Okay, fine. I'll SMS you the e-receipt number. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So you have been paid till December. Now the next bill will be in the month of January. Okay?
Yeah. Can you please let your management tell they need to know about this super loop, piggybacking
you
off
please,
your line?
You please do not entertain super loops. Okay? They are not the bill.
Okay, because they keep sending me. Okay, I told you. Now I'll tell Dwayne at Foxtel. Because I was on NBN with him. And I said, M-Phone's all right. He said, well, if you get into a hookup with Superloop and M-Phone and you're paying two bills, he said, because I really don't need a credit rating. I shouldn't even be telling you that. But the point is, if that was happening, then I was going back to NBN, but so do you know? Can this actually happen?
No, please.
So they're just trying to poach me. than telling me they've already got me. Because I was switching it off at the wall every night. You could
you
probably tell.
Yes. Do not entertain. Do not provide any money to them. Your service is with us only.
Okay, then. Because I was turning my Wi-Fi, everything off, my broadband off every night. And I wasn't even using it half the time because I was worried they were going to hook up. They kept asking for my AVID number.
No, do not.
I didn't until I got back to you guys, and then I can tell Duane that everything's fine. Okay, thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.